there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What's upset you now?
So I've been thinking a lot about this, about the things that annoy me. The thing that most annoys me is the stuff that happens over and over again in my own mind. So, you know, like...
Oh, the mind. Not the mind.
Well, I know you've had problems with
it. I was going to say, you're singing to the choir here, George. For sure, this is the most relatable content ever.
Absolutely. No, go on, the mind. Awful
but it's,
place.
It's really annoying things because it's hard to complain about it, but it's basically, you know, when you got a song stuck in your head. Yeah. And I've said this to people before, and they go, oh, yeah, it's a bit annoying that. But when you've had one stuck in your head for, like, 20 years...
Bloody hell! You've had a song stuck in your head for 20 years?
Well, I have different things, and I still can't work out what it is that triggers each song. But there's... So I'll be sort of mooching about the house during the day, and I'll just find myself in the same situation. So usually it's like, for instance, I'm walking to the front door, start walking to the front door, and suddenly going... I try to say goodbye and I choke.
Oh, fuck. What a tune, man.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But Macy Gray, every time you walk into the door. So I'm doing that. Or suddenly I'll find myself in the kitchen and I'm singing. It's that. So if you had a camera on me, that's what it'd be. It'd be me on my own then just going. I try to say, oh, fuck off, and then answer in the door.
Doesn't that have a bit in the song where he go, it's here? So if you've got an Amazon package, open the door, it's here. Isn't that right?
That's how you should answer the door from now on, yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. Oh, God. I do know what you mean, though. I sometimes have to go, why has that popped into my head? I'm just trying to think of what go-to one to be. One thing I do, this isn't a song that pops into my head, but if I ever get caught short... One thing that I do as opposed to one thing that I don't do now. is do acceptable English?
It's weird when you see it written down, isn't it?
I would argue it's also weird when Paul says it. not just written down.
Yeah.
Go on, one thing.
One thing that I do is if I'm sure...
He tried to throw it away.
The one thing ironically, I tried to walk away and I crumbled. If I'm ever caught short when I'm on a sort of like car journey on the motorway and there's like traffic and I need a piss, and I'm like, you know, it's like it's gone past urgent into emergency sort of territory. There's like a harsh shoulder, there's nowhere to pull over. I'll start singing, I need a piss. I need a piss. I need a piss. For some reason, it sort of seems to stem the flow.
I think that's very odd behaviour. And that's coming from me.
I need a piss. I need a piss. I need a piss. What are you talking about?
And I've
about?
Definitely been caught. I'm like, you know, sort of going, look, and there's someone next to me in the traffic jam sees me like, God, I think, oh, I hope they can't lip read.
Yeah, Paul drives a convertible.
Yeah. I've actually got a motorbike with no helmet. So what other songs pop into your head then, George? What?
The weirdest one. Is there's a song that I heard when I went on a school trip. I can't even remember where it was, but you know when you go on a school trip and there's like, they've made a scene out of, not robots, but like figures that have like one arm that moves to look like it's hammering something.
Can I just say at this point, George, I've got absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I was up with everything after school trip, you lost me.
Okay, so you know, say you go on a trip to like a Viking centre, and
what
then
the fuck are you on about?
Viking centre,
the centre of Vikings.
You know, they'd make like little fiberglass scenes of some like workers working on a rail track or something.
Yeah. Not one-armed robots.
But there must have been one, and it must have been in Manchester because I always remember a scene of like. Workers who were hitting some metal, and as they were hitting it, they were going, "Manchester's improving daily," and that's the only line from the song. And I sing it every day. I've got it. Mooching about the house and going, "Manchester's improved."
Leave me alone. When will this end? It was one school trip 20 years ago. That's a life sentence of Manchester's improving. Have you ever sort of tried to find it anywhere?
Yeah, no one else has any recollection of this. I don't know any other. I don't know if the song's longer than that. Three words. Nothing. I've got no information on it.
I have two. Probably my number one hit in my brain is, "Why does it always rain on me?"
I can see that.
Yeah, I totally get that, mate, with you.
Do you ever have sort of like whatever that syndrome is where everyone thinks that the world about them? Do you ever have that syndrome where you think that song was written about you?
I think it was written about Sean.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
That's "I'm bringing sexy man."
There we go.
The other one is when something bad happens. There was a song from Power Rangers the movie. We're in trouble. Someone's come along and it's burst our bubble.
That's the first ever tape I bought. That.
So those are my two hits. "Why does it always rain on me?" And we're in trouble.
Oh, God.
Wow. I mean, a psychologist would have... That is an easy shit for a psychologist, isn't it? That's a song. Have you got, Sean, have you got any songs that sort of pop up in your head every so often? Yeah. Why does it always rain on me? And we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm only going to charge you for half a session today, Sean, because it seems...
Before we start the session, I need a piss. I need a piss. I need a piss. I need a piss. Oh my God.
Every single time I open my front door, I think about Jill Dando.
What?
You know Jill Dando?
Yes.
Yeah. Because she got, I seem to remember, is that what she got? She got killed, like, opening the front door? I mean, it's dark, but why do I think that? And then I think, shut up thinking about Jill Dando. Like. But it's every time, and the amount of time you go in your front door every day. That's why I'm worried that we're thinking about getting one of them Ring doorbells.
Well, no, because all you're going to have is, like, loads of videos of you singing Macy Gray, if you know.
That from the inside and on the outside, just going, shut the fuck up, Jill Dando.
I do know what you mean. Because, go on.
What do you mean you know what he means? How do you know what he means?
Because I tell you what, I used not to be able to get to sleep after watching Jaws. Because I used to think, you know, when at the boat, when the bloke head pops out with the big boggly eyes underneath the boat, that really scary bit in Jaws. I used to be really scared that bloke was going to appear at my window.
Oh no!
You couldn't sleep, so it.
You've given that to me now.
I was about eight.
You freak me. I definitely am going to see that face pop up now in my mind when I'm trying to sleep.
So I do. I understand that kind of like obsessive sort of, yeah, when just something gets in there and it just something triggers it. Maybe you need to start going out the back door, George. Is that possible?
That could solve everything, couldn't it? Yeah.
I'll tell you what you need to do, George. You need to seek help. You fucking cracked, mate. You've absolutely gone. Yeah. You've been singing the same song for 20 years about how Manchester is improving. And then you open the door and you think about...
Still not improved.
And you're thinking about Jill Dando.
Yeah. Fair enough. The other thing that's... speaking about weird things in water, Paul, the other thing that's been annoying me is... So I've had to start going swimming recently because I needed to keep fit because my cholesterol had gone too high. So I had to start keeping
fit. What do
you mean
your cholesterol gone too high?
I did a blood test about something else and they told me, oh, you've got high cholesterol. You need to start living in a more active lifestyle. And I thought...
You really don't look like someone with high cholesterol.
No.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, in a lineup of 50 people, you'd definitely be in the bottom 10% of people, I would say.
Thank you, mate. Well, that's what I thought. But we did this consultation over the phone and he'd not seen me. And I sort of wanted to say that, but you can't say that without saying... You know.
Have you seen me, mate? Are you on WhatsApp? Let me send you a picture.
Yeah, because he was like, you know, if you just start moving around a little bit more, you know, try and get out for a brisk walk and stuff. And I'm thinking, mate.
You're quite active anyway, aren't
you? Yeah, but quite active. But then, I thought, right, I need to step it up a little bit.
But what is cholesterol? What is it?
People
say it a lot, but I don't know. No one really knows what it is.
No, it's... I'm not too sure.
Sean, you're starting to sound like a cholesterol denier.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist, mate. Oldest lie in the book, that one. You're not still believing that, are you? Yeah,
he's going to start talking about Russia in a minute and chemtrails.
Me and Piers Morgan, not Piers Morgan, Piers Corbyn.
Me
and Piers Corbyn.
But yes, you started going swimming.
Well, yeah, so I started running at first, then my knees just started hurting too much, so I thought I've got to do something that's low impact. So I started swimming, and I'm crap at swimming. I'm just so slow, and I just feel like I'm always sinking as I'm going. So I'm not very good at it. So I try and go when I'm on my own, but you've got to pick a lane, which is stressful as well, because you think, surely I'm not in the slow lane, but obviously I'm not in the fast lane, so I'll go medium. But then people will get in that aren't of that level. So people will get in probably for an ego boost. They'll get in the medium lane when they're clearly, you know, they should be in the fast lane. But then that pushes me down to the slow lane. And then I'm in there with a bunch of quite old women in the slow lane, obviously kicking their ass. And then I feel like I'm doing that.
All right, mate. I mean, well, let's just as a side note, I was absolutely battering them.
Honestly, humiliating those women.
It was just no contest.
One of them was drowning.
I was leaving them for dead, quite literally in one case.
So that's not even the annoying thing. So the annoying thing is there's this subset of people that go to my particular pool. I don't know if this is everyone, but it's a group of women who are sort of middle-aged women. And I reckon they've probably swimmed quite a long time because they're all quite good.
Swam.
I mean, if I'm going to get picked up on doo-doo, you're definitely not getting swimmed through customs.
fair enough. But they have these things that they put on their hands, which are like giant... paddles, like they look like ping pong paddle. Well, they're called paddles as well, aren't they? They look like ping pong paddles, but they're on their hands, and they sort of.
And they're called bats, anyway. Sorry.
that's what their arms look like, bats, and they work to make them much faster swimmers. But I have no idea. Yeah, and I don't know. I can't figure out a reason that they'd have these other than just making themselves faster than everyone else, because it can't improve your fitness because you're just giving yourself giant hands.
Also, if they're like sort of doing lanes based on kind of ability.
Yeah.
You go like, It's a bit like someone turning up in a cycle lane on a moped.
Yeah, it's exactly that. Yeah. It's
like, exactly hang on a second, pool. Mate.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a swimming pool. You can't turn up in a fucking canoe.
Yeah. I actually used to have to do that, Paul. When I had a moped, I had to go in the cycle lane because it topped out at like 24 miles an hour.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, when I was like 17, I got like, it was called a Honda Melody.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, 24 miles an hour it could go up to. So I had to just go in the cycle lane.
Man, that has got a whiff of the in, but you must have got taken out of you by it.
I used to ride it to college, and I used to always pretend I was like, when I was leaving college, I used to always pretend like I was fixing something on it. Like, so people would think, oh, he's only going slow for a minute, but he's going to really pick up speed when he gets away from the college. And I never did. But yeah, I suppose that must have pissed off cyclists in the same way that this annoys me. But I think I just don't know what they're doing it for other than an ego thing. And it makes me annoyed with these women in the pool who I don't know. And then I get annoyed with myself because I think, what? Why are you getting angry at these women? They're just having a swim. And then they go in the sauna.
Have you always hated women, George?
Oh, yes. I should be clear. These happen to be women.
That was the brilliant George Lewis. Such a great guy. Absolutely fantastic comedian. If you haven't seen him live, I urge you to go check him out. He also has a book out, which is absolutely brilliant, called Don't Panic, All the Stuff the Expectant Dad Needs to Know. It's basically a parenting book. Very, very funny. Well worth a read. And you can get that from all the usual places, Amazon. You can follow him on Instagram, Twitter. You know what to do. If you've enjoyed listening to him, go and find him. Absolutely brilliant. Also, if you're not already a patron, really, I don't know what you're doing. The Patreon episodes are just getting better and better every week. People keep getting in touch saying how much fun they are. You can sign up by going to patreon.com/WUIN. patreon.com/WUIN. It works out to be £1 a week. I guarantee that the pound to laugh ratio is the best that you can find anywhere. It is well worth. And if you don't like it, you can get your money back. Well, I don't know if you can get your money back. I think you can sign
you
up for a month.
Get your money back.
You could sign up for a month and then sign off. You won't though. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's so good. Yes, just to clarify, that refunds are not available. I mean, if you want a refund for £4.50, I don't want you listening to this podcast.
I want my £4.50 back.
But yeah, it's well worth it. It's £1 a week. And, you know, the episodes are like an hour and a half long now. Every Monday morning, they drop at 6 o'clock every Monday morning. It's a great way to start your week. It's a great way to support us if you enjoy what we do. And it is very funny.